Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome to the House of Sunshine.
Previously on the Ball of the House of Sunshine, Brushy is murdered by bullets fired through a rip in space-time. The suspects, his bitter brother Flosso, and the buxom beauty with the braces on her teeth and her legs, Braceletta, who both have just found out their show is canceled. And what if Elsa and her sessions? Also, the man tasked to untangle this terrible tale, Detective Dan Kent, is sent to a sanitarium to find Madam Sunshine, but instead has found trouble. Heavens! What is to be done by you? Listen to this, the next episode, episode 3, In the Mouth of Mouthness.
Cancelled? But...
No tushy talk.
Silence. It is done.
But listen to reason. Musical reason.
There are 34 reasons that you can't shut down the show. I don't pretend to know if you care to know. But there's a hope that we give, and the smiles that we cause, and the joy of the children, both great and small. Those are just 3 reasons that you can't shut down the show. Out of 34 reasons that you can't shut down the show.
In addition, the director has many gambling debts. They're gonna take off his thumbs.
Somebody found a bone in the phone booth. Gotta pay to keep a mum.
There's a kid named Sid in Denver who hasn't ever brushed his teeth.
Maybe we can reach him if you don't cut us up at the knees. Also, props and costumes haven't eaten in weeks.
These are 34 reasons that you can't shut down the show. The stage is a habitat for endangered gnomes.
There's our message, our fans, our history,
and the promises made in the prophecy.
Those
are just 12 reasons that you can't shut down the show. Out of 34 reasons that you can't shut down the show. Viewership is up, and we've got 9 dentist recommendations.
Gotta get that bone to sit in a lab, just in case he's somewhat famous.
The puppet union's hush money is 7 days past due.
And we've got 3 toasternauts stranded on the moon.
There's ways to get them home if you don't throw them to the wall.
There are 34 reasons that you can't shut down the show.
Our sponsors know that we cash their checks and they're waiting outside our homes.
What about our pensions?
What about our pride?
And the flowers we must send to the bones, dear wife?
Just 21 reasons that you can't shut down the show.
Out of 34 reasons that you can't shut down the show. There are 13 men stuck in a Latvian bread mine. And this is the only signal they can get.
Helena Rubinstein just doubled all her funding. The cameras are just 3 years away from retirement.
Don't flush the brush or heave-ho the show.
We have nowhere that we can go.
All our stocks and mouthwash wish they need us to promote. The new teeth have just come in and the brush team was just re-bristled.
My braces need more auto oil grease to stop that pesky whistle.
So we gotta pay the otter handlers to look the other way.
The rating stagehands is my coping mechanism. They'll leave if we can't.
Protect her fragile ego, let us live another day.
There are 34 reasons that you can't shut down the show. We think that's plenty, take pity on our souls.
The reviews are great,
they've never been better.
People are mailing in more teeth than ever. These are 34 reasons that you can't shut down the show. Out of 34 reasons that you can't shut down the show.
That's only 33 reasons.
Oh, there's the bone, the otters. Oh, damn it. 2, 3.
33 reasons that you can't shut down the show.
Silence! Enough music. Your minstrelsy has moved me. You're still canceled. But I'll let you live.
You were going to kill us?
What? No. Silence! It's just a saying. Silence! I return to New Molar. You've both lost your way. You are extracted from New Molar and the Dentites as a whole.
What of Brushy's funeral?
It's been arranged. without you. Which reminds me, I must arrange something unrelated, alone. Good silence! Bye.
We've been banished. Something is amiss in New Molar.
They bar me from my home. I am from one of the founding families. Brushworth Sunshine.
It is odd that she showed up right after Brushy died.
You can't think the Enamel Council had Brushy killed.
Well, it would be against the Charter of Tooth and Justice, but he was killed via a rip in space-time, so anyone could have done it.
Anyone indeed. And if they wanted to cancel the show... But I've given so much to bring about the Third Age. I must reflect via a deep brushing.
My braces are tingling. But is it a tingle of regret or something more?
I'm not scared. I wet my pants from bravery, not fear. It keeps wolves away. I read that in Boys Life magazine. Oh, show yourselves, you cackling crowd of... puppets?
Indeed, human. I'm Snouts the Pig. Oink, oink, meat sack.
Boingle, oingle, let's touch his flesh.
Hands off the merch, fuzz beast. All your yammering got me on the eggshells, and I'm no poultry farmer, so I'm not turkey trotting to your gavotte. Got it?
It's been so long since we've seen a flesh man.
Indeed, Panglo. He's gross and oh, so dross.
But if you're puppets, where are your controllers? Whose hands are up your backsides? Are you robots or something?
Robots? Robots? We're pure puppet, human. We've no hands in our butts, no controls remote. We are us. We are under the control of no one.
Except Mama.
Mama.
Her felt is our felt.
Are you talking about Madam Sunshine? Is she here?
You dare speak her name?
Listen, you upholstered posse. I'm
going to his boingle.
Oh, what are you doing? Get off of me.
Tell him what we do to intruders, Snouts!
Don't you worry, don't you struggle so much. All that tension in your muscles makes the meat so tough. It's been so long since a visitor came.
It'll be swell to get the scissors and the needles out again.
Chop, chop, slice, slice.
We're gonna empty you out, then sew you up nice and tight.
Chop, chop, bite, bite.
Everybody gets fuzz tonight. We got love for your flesh, buttons for your eyes.
Look, you've got too many fingers.
That's excessive.
Poor design.
Bring the filth for his skin, some wire for his bones.
What are you doing with those jingle bells?
Man, you don't want to know.
We didn't used to be such scary, fuzzy, freaky adversaries. Once we were beloved puppet stars of TV, young and carefree. Then our daddy quite unfairly locked us up and lost the only key. We fear this left us with a bloodless, gluttonously greedy.
So kiss your pots or even dare cheat.
Chop, chop, slice, slice.
Hand me that ice cream scoop. We gotta make some room inside.
Chop, chop, bite, bite.
Everybody gets fuzz tonight.
Chop, chop,
slice, slice.
Cut him up and sew him tight.
Tickle, tickle, nibble, nibble.
Hold still, this might hurt a little.
Chop, chop, bite, bite.
The man must die for the puppet to rise. Tie him up, take him away. Mama has the final say. Mama!
Mama!
Mama has the final say. Bring him to Mama in the fuzzing room.
No!
From this hidden perch, I can spy on the Grand Cuspid. She's using the studio speakerphone.
Is someone up there?
Oh, she heard me.
Squeak! Squeak, 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 squawk, squawk!
Oh, it's only a wall mouse making love to a wall parrot. 'Tis rutting season. Silence! I must dial.
Thank you.
You've reached the Enamel Council of New Mola. How may I direct you, cool?
Silence!
It's the Grand Cuspid.
Gladys, is that you?
Yes, Agnes. Please connect me to...
Did you hear about Danny? He got into Michigan State.
Oh, that's great. I know Bill and Mary were worried.
Well, his grades took a dip junior year because, well, you know. But he worked with a tutor, that scientist, Dr. Jim American, and it really just brought up his SATs.
It's not finding the lost talisman of gingiva, but good for him.
A tooth be praised. After Bill's cancer scare, it really is such a blessing. Swish with fluoride.
Swish indeed. Can you connect me with the high incisor?
Sure, sure. I think he's back from lunch. Hold on. Is Pete back from lunch? Hey, Pete? Is Pete back? What? It's Gladys. What? Oh, Gina says hi.
Hello to her.
Hello?
Pete, is that you? I'm trying to...
I'm here.
Excellent.
You gotta hang up, Agnes.
Got it.
Greetings, high incisor. Hello?
Hold on. Agnes didn't...
Please hold. Your call is very important to us. Like the bumps on a tongue, you're our bud. Taste. Bud. Also, when in New Molar, visit Village Pizza, home of the tooth slice, the slice that bites back.
Hello?
I'm here.
Greetings, Grand Cuspid. Has your mission been a success?
I have done as was ordered. We have claimed Brushy's body.
Good. That way we can begin the resurrection ceremony upon the altar of rinse and spit.
So it shall be done.
And once I heard that, I came straight to tell you.
I'm glad you did. Also, it's good to hear about Billy in Michigan State. True. It's no Notre Dame, but...
She senses dark plots are in motion.
To think, I thought the altar of rinse and spit was but an old wives' tale. But instead, it's a child's fantasy. A child named Truth, and the fantasy, reality. But surely they know...
The warning limerick. There once was an altar porcelain, a corpse upon which was once lain. Its life was then brought back by tongue, tooth, and lip smack, but its mind was never quite sane.
Foreboding words and slant rhymes.
But what can we do?
Well, it could...
Hey, the tech director wanted you on stage for, something.
Who dares disturb us?
I'm the intern.
Tell them to wait! Also, bring me the bone found in the payphone. I need to see it's properly taken care of.
Phone bone. Sure, got it. Intern away.
Now back to the plan. Lean in, and I'll whisper it to you.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And here's the fuzz inversion!
You've tied me up in yarn, trussed me up like a roast. What are these vile machines?
And the plucker,
the stuffer,
and the needle threader upper. All the elements to make you nice and puppety.
Why?
Why?
Why is a crooked letter that can never be straightened?
Maestro!
Lots!
Oh! What a lovely night for a show!
Madam Sunshine!
At first I was ashamed, I was quite surprised, when my dear husband turned away, threw me to the side.
Disgusted with what I'd become, he locked me here and took our son and never once returned to show his face. Then I realized I was what I always was, no longer held back from becoming a servant to the fuzz. Trapped here with my dearest friends, we dream of such a sweet revenge on any man who dares enter this place. What will we do to them, you ask? Well, have a little taste.
My lord, she's half human, half puppet. Her body mutated into felt, her one arm no more than a floppy mess. Her nose a yellow circle, and her breasts are blue, felted, and swinging.
And we boobs can't stay.
Singing tatas.
Feast your eyes on the mother of us. Don't feel my love, soon you'll be one of us. Don't look so scared, you're just patient number one. Everybody's fuzzy in the world to come. Everybody, everybody, everybody gets fuzz tonight. Everybody, everybody, everybody gets fuzz tonight.
Ta-ta, fuzz rise.
Go on, the little ones love it when you put up a fight.
Chop-chop, bye-bye.
Your flesh will feed the army that you're joining tonight, yeah.
Stop the Enamel Council.
We can't. Not without the...
What's that? What's wrong with your ear? It's sliding down your...
What? What? It's nothing.
Let me help you. Is this... Has it progressed?
Don't touch me. Oh, back to your cage, Elsa. Dentine. I'm sorry you had to see that, but I assure you, I am quite fine.
Fine? Your ear almost fell off.
The better to hear you with.
We promise to help one another, that we'd always be there for each other. The three of us, brushing...
Ah! Here it is. This is the glistening dental pick of the pearly night. It was forged in the heart of New Molar.
Village Pizza's brick oven?
Indeed. It's one of the three great artifacts of Horace McMenamin, and the tip of the pick is infused with a tiny sliver of the Ur-Tooth itself, broken off during the great flossing of Aught-6.
It's beautiful. But how will it help?
It has a great power.
You don't mean...
I will do anything I can to keep Brushy from them.
Don't do anything...
They're loading Brushy's body. If I hurry...
There has to be another way!
Don't! Get back! Oh,
no,
come on!
No!
You.
Oh, I got stabbed! Oh, it hurts!
I have to go.
It's just a... Why am I... Flossa, what does that thing do?
I can't be here when it happens. I cannot be near you. I'm sorry. I have to go.
I feel mouthy. Oh.
What's happening to Brace Leather? Will Dan Kent get fluffed and stuffed? Can Brushy's resurrection be stopped? Should it be? Find out next time on The Fall of the House of Sunshine, Episode 4, All This Fuzz and More.
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. Find out more about the show and cast at podmusical.com. You can also drop us a line or donate to our rebristling efforts. Thanks for listening, and have a suntabulous bicuspid of a day.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.